Come and let us walk in the light of the Lord, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. Show your servants your work. Let your merciful kindness, O Lord, be upon us,
as we put our trust in you.
Not unto us, O Lord,
but unto your name be praise.
Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our cry come unto you.
The Lord be with you,
and with your spirit.
Let us pray. O Heavenly Father, in whose presence all who know you dwell continually, grant that our worship might be in spirit and truth, and thus acceptable in your sight as we wait before you. Fill us with a new sense of your divine will. Grant that the Spirit of Jesus Christ may be our spirit too. In his name we pray. Amen. Let us read together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Be seated. Let us give attention to the reading of the seventh psalm. O Lord my God, in thee do I take refuge. Save me from all my pursuers and deliver me, lest like a lion they rend me, dragging me away with none to rescue. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is wrong in my hands, if I have requited my friend with evil, or plundered mine enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue me and overtake me, and let him trample my life to the ground, and lay my soul in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in thy anger. Lift thyself up against the fury of my enemies. Awake, O my God, thou hast appointed a judgment. Let the assembly of the peoples be gathered about thee, and over it take the seat on high. The Lord judges the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to the integrity that is in me. O let the evil of the wicked come to an end, but establish thou the righteous, thou who triest the minds and hearts, thou righteous God. My shield is with God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, and a God who has indignation every day. If a man does not repent, God will whet his sword. He has bent and strung his bow. He has prepared his deadly weapons, making his arrows fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked man conceives evil, and is pregnant with mischief, and brings forth lies. He makes a pit, digging it out, and falls into the hole which he has made. His mischief returns upon his own head, and on his own pate his violence descends. I will give to the Lord thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praise unto his name, unto the name of the Lord, the Most High.
Let us pray for the President of the United States, Mr. Lyndon Johnson. O merciful Father, who led our fathers in the founding of this nation, and who has led all our people when they would be led of you, we bow most gratefully for your divine leadership. We ask now that you be with our people as never before. We ask that you be especially with our president, both in his waking and sleeping hours. He makes many decisions. May these be made after consultation with you. He greets many foreign people. May they see in him the spirit of our Lord Christ. He speaks many words. May they be words of truth. In his waking hours, may he meditate upon your truth. As he sleeps, give to him restful slumber so that he might always be alert to do the work set before him as the leader of this nation. Through Jesus we pray. Amen. Let us give attention to the lesson from the Old Testament. My son, do not forget my teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and abundant welfare will they give you. Let not loyalty and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. My son, despise not the Lord's discipline, or be weary of his reproof. For the Lord reproves him whom he loves, as a father the son in whom he delights. Let us give attention to the reading of the New Testament. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them, where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will govern my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. When they had heard the king, they went their way, and lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And opening their treasures, they offered unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Lord, we remember that you appeared to the wise men of old. We remember how you led them to the mighty Herod's palace.
Lead us to look anew at the power structures of the little earth.
We remember with joyful hearts how you led these men to the lowly dwelling place of the Holy Child.
Lord, lead us anew to the feet of Jesus.
With a tinge of shame, we recall the rich gifts they laid before him.
Help us to willingly
Lord, you spoke to these men of old.
Let us pray for the church. Almighty God, who built your church upon the faith that our fathers, the apostles, have placed in your Son, the Christ, who is its chief cornerstone, grant us a like faith. You have brought our brothers through many difficulties and have been with them even in the martyr's death. Give us the strength to live and die like them, should such tragedy come. Be with all our brothers of the church throughout the world. We especially beseech your strong arm to uphold those who are oppressed by their governments and by their fellows who do not know you. Guide your ministers throughout the world. Be with the leaders of your church, and grant to all the spirit of unity. O Lord, hasten the day when your church may again be one. Amen. Let us give attention to the reading from the New Testament, Ephesians 2:11 through 22. Therefore remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands. Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near in the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who has made us both one, and has broken down the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law of commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby bringing the hostility to an end. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Let us join in prayer for peace. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom stands our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, grant to us the spirit of peace, so that always trusting in you, we may fear no man, and seek always to love all men, and lead them to peace in you, through the strength of the Son of Man. Amen. Let us join in prayer for the peoples of the world. O Father, we are of all men most blessed. Relative peace is ours. No physical hunger do we know. Friends care for us in time of need. Access to knowledge is our privilege. Indeed, our only lack is the knowledge that we live in a spiritual desert. We remember with broken hearts those who know no peace, either in their hearts or in their lands.
those who are so hungry that they would fain fill their bellies with the husk that swine do eat. We ask that you lie down with the old and lonely and brokenhearted, that you sit by those who are imprisoned and those who are troubled, that you ease the pains and cool the fevers of those who suffer, and that you would guide the thoughts of those who decide things that will affect others. Guide the hands of those who write what others shall read. Hasten the day when all men shall have a sure knowledge of you, and all our spiritual deserts shall blossom with your holy presence. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Amen.